right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. And we'll continue looking at this coverage here. If there's any breaking news, we'll bring it to you. But a little thing I like to call open phones. We do it every single Friday around 10 o'clock. And so anything you'd like to talk about, anything you'd like to say on the air, please try to keep it interesting. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Now, I didn't make it out today to the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank big party out there because I had so much crap to do. But evidently, it was a good time out there, huh, Randy?
It was awesome. I got there about 11 o'clock, and I had about six Miller Chills within a half hour.
Is that right?
They were only $2.
Wow. Drinking at 11 a.m.
It was awesome.
All right. Now, a ton of people out there, too, huh?
It was packed the entire... I mean, obviously, the later it got, the more people showed up, but it was packed. And that place is huge, the Sagebrush.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it was a great time, great bands. Frosty and Frank were funny as usual. And the very end, Frank was so bummed, he, like, threw his beer on the ground and just walked out 10 minutes before the show ended.
Now I know you're lying that you weren't there. Frank didn't drink, did he?
He drank. I know it's hard to believe, Tim, but
get
Frank had some alcohol.
And
I have an air check.
Oh, you do? Excellent. Hey, did you make it out there, Gina?
I did. I slid out there about 1 o'clock.
You enjoy yourself?
Yeah, it was a good time.
Had a couple?
Fun. Huh?
Did you have a couple of drinks?
I had a couple of pops. You know, a little Miller Chill, very refreshing, crisp.
Yeah, Jack Silver, the program director, has a great line about this station. He said, nobody at this radio station can enjoy like one or two beers. Everybody has to drink until they can't walk anymore.
Yeah, here's an air check from the last hour of Frost, Andy, and Frank.
Hello, my name is Frank Kramer, and I'm an alcoholic.
Sounds like a good time out at the Sagebrush. Damn, I'm sorry I missed that. That would have sounded like you guys had an excellent time out there.
It's always, their events are always awesome. It's just a party, and it's nothing better than when there's an audience of people at 10 a.m. drinking beer and smoking cigarettes.
No. I mean, this is the only station that supplies that audience, you know? What other station, you know, are you going to get a remote that starts at 10 a.m. and most of the people there are already drunk?
Yeah, 10 a.m. everyone did a shot.
Oh, boy. All right, folks, if you missed any part of the Tim Conway Jr. Show, which is a show that, I just host. Here's what you missed this week on The Big Show, everybody. All right, hold on one second.
Hello?
Hold on.
Professionals.
Hello? Yeah, I'd like... Yeah, two units on Boston.
You're not supposed to do this on the air anymore.
Randy, please. I'm behind for the week. Give me a break.
When you see a guy light underwear on fire and say, blazing saddles, you know, that's the guy that ain't going to get much respect in the comedy community.
Me and the Wangster went to El Cholo. El Cholo.
Did he treat you?
Yeah, he did.
Wow.
Really? Anyone want to guess that impression? Oh, Chef Pepe.
God. Jamie Gwen?
No.
Chef Jamie Gwen?
No. Meryl?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's Meryl Schumer?
That's my Meryl. I do Meryl.
Yes.
Oh, Chef Pepper.
The first great stoner thought I had was we were smoking with Sammy in the parking lot, and Gina starts talking to everybody about body language, and for some reason I just blurted out, my body language thinks I'm fat.
And my body language says I'm fat.
See, I don't think you and your friends should be able to say Barack and Roll during commercials if you are a McCain supporter. I heard you whisper to your boy, Barack and Roll.
Barack and Roll. Barack and Roll. All right, let's talk to Drew in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, I got a pitch for a new PSA. Good. It goes like this. Hey, Los Angeles, are your eyes dry? Try blinking. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Jesus Christ.
Do you date guys with long hair, too?
Not anymore, no.
You don't? You would never date a guy with long hair?
I have, and I thought I was cool for doing it, and then I grew up. And I became an adult.
Rob in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Interests are tentacles.
Interests are tentacles?
Yeah!
Show your pre-checks and show your love.
Congratulations, dude.
What the hell was he talking about?
Wow. I don't know what it means. I don't know what interests or tentacles mean, but that's exactly what he said. So you get yourself a prize, young man.
He's the white guy doing jokes to placate the black people, you know. I hear about your racism.
Yeah, it's like getting up in front of like a, you know, a synagogue and going, isn't that Hitler an a-hole?
I hate his mustache. How about it?
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Yeah, he's a retarded guy, that Hitler. How much have you had to drink tonight, Governor?
15. Well, now we're looking at 16 pints of Bernard Schroener.
Oh, my God.
Let me tell you something. My blood right now is pure alcohol. It's total alcohol. There's no blood in here. It's not hemoglobin, none of that.
Just to be clear, the Clark family is not taking this lying down or spinning around, because they will be suing this laundromat.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, okay. Oh my God. That case is going to go round and round forever.
Oh, Jesus God. I'll see you in hell.
If you ever went to France, you would never do jokes about the president of France.
And I also thought he was writing down to us and kind of trying to push little buttons. You know, it's like me going to a Klan rally and saying, I love those sheets.
I guess Stoner thought.
Yeah, if I had sex with a woman that was pregnant with a girl, is that a valid three-way?
Hey, you guys, speaking of white Russians from the tap, can I tell you the best porno title I've ever seen in my life? In the fetish section, they had pregnant women, and the title was Lactose and Tolerant. Oh, man.
If he had 10 guys with, dancing around behind him with ash on their faces, soot and ash on their face, and busted umbrellas and brooms, and doing that thing where you click your heels up.
A bell kick.
Now that's an act.
He's never gonna have sex again.
Sex, that's that thing where I get eyeballed by all those odd old men.
He will never have sex again. That boy will spend the rest of his life masturbating while wearing a condom. And then he'll probably bury it.
Wow.
The whole situation, in fact, makes the idea of pledging to God that you'll remain a virgin to your marriage seem like quite a good idea. So well done, the Jonas Brothers. God bless those boys. In case you are unaware, each of the Jonas Brothers does wear a tiny ring as a mark of their commitment to God. Ungrateful, because they can literally have sex with any woman that they want. They're just not going to do it. That is like Superman just deciding not to fly and to go everywhere on a bus.
Wow.
Lesson though, then, lads.
All right. He sounds like a crazy chimney sweep. All right. Welcome back. That is great. What's that comic's name?
Russell Brand.
Yeah. He was hosting the MTV Awards. And I tell you, if MTV was smart, next year they'd run that Mary Poppins music behind him. That is the only way to enjoy that act. But man, does it make that act enjoyable. It looks like, it sounds like he's a homeless chimney sweep in England, and somebody's next to him singing Mary Poppins. Now that's an act. If MTV was smart, they'd put that together for next year. Come on with them. All right, anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to Derek in Pasadena. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how you doing this evening?
Hey, buddy.
Great show. I listen to you just about every night.
Thank you, sir.
It was a very unfortunate incident that happened, this evening.
Yeah.
I wanted to chime in something. About 10 or 12 years ago, I used to work as a brakeman on a railroad that owned the previous owner of that stretch of railroad.
And what does a brakeman do?
A brakeman is a third hand on a train. Make a long story short, he assists in getting the train over the road, including coupling and uncoupling and helping deliver the freight cars, putting out signaling devices, assisting the engineer, you might say a third pair of hands.
Right. If a train is going, if let's say the Pacific Union train is going 25 miles an hour, and it may have 75 to 100 cars, I'm not sure. But how long would it take a train like that to come to a stop?
That's a good question. A lot of it depends on the grade or whether or not the train is traveling up or downhill. Well,
let's say it's flat.
If it's flat, depending on how many engines, it could take, as you do it in distance, you might be talking about maybe a mile and a half, going 25 miles an hour.
Is that right?
One thing I wanted to add. That track, I believe, now is owned by Union Pacific. There are three generally type of trains that go up and down that track. One, of course, is the freight operator, Union Pacific. Second is Metrolink, and third is Amtrak.
Oh, Amtrak uses that, too.
Yeah, Amtrak also. That's the train that goes up to Santa Barbara and on up, and another train goes on up to Seattle. When Amtrak or Metrolink runs a train on Union Pacific's track, that train comes under the control of Union Pacific management.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So dispatchers and other people are responsible for handling not only their own trains.
So where it happened on the track, it has to be Union Pacific's fault, at least initially.
I wouldn't say fault, because like I said, I'm not an investigator or anything. But I would tend to say or tend to believe that somewhere in the investigation, that will come into play. Because, see, the engineer has no control over switching tracks.
Right.
And so, you have dispatchers and other people that handle train movements across the track, which in this case would be Union Pacific personnel. They're the ones who do the switching. They're the ones who throw the signals up. And, of course, the operators of those trains are in constant radio communication with that management.
Right. So that broke down somehow.
That sounds like, in my estimation of what I've been hearing all evening, somewhere in there, there's a communication error, possible communication error somewhere. But I just thought I'd throw that in for just more information on that.
Well, thank you, buddy. I mean, you're a very knowledgeable man when it comes to this.
Well, like I said, I did it for several years. I was, a trainman, and I know that section very well. And that, and throw in one other bit of information. Other than I believe some trackage up in the northeast portion of the United States, most of your passenger service, which in this country is Amtrak, operates that way. So, for example, if you go out of Los Angeles and go down to San Diego, Burlington Northern Santa Fe operates that stretch of trackage, otherwise known as right-of-way.
Oh, I see. You have to be on the horn with them.
Exactly. So you have to talk to them. So, in other words, Metrolink does not control its own movement on the tracks. They have to come under the control of whatever trackage.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Listen, we're going to, since you are such a knowledgeable guy, we're going to send you something here. How about a $20 gift certificate to Circuit City?
Well, thank you. That would be very nice. Thank you.
All right. That and hold on 1 second. We'll send you a $20 gift certificate to Circuit City. And roll into Circuit City by October 4th to find out how much you can get, or how you can get, 4 months of NFL Sunday ticket absolutely free. Cha-ching! Yeah, Circuit City, man. I go out there all the time. The one on, I guess, Victory and, what is that, Corbin out there or DeSoto? I think it's DeSoto. Victory and DeSoto. All right, totally open phones, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. John in Huntington Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hi, I was just calling to say that, tonight I'm thinking like 90% about those poor people on the train and the crash and the tragedy and whatnot.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are. It's a real sort of grim vibe out there, especially in the San Fernando Valley tonight.
Yeah, but the other 10% of me is thinking about Gina's rack.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, at least you got 90% of it in the right area. And we'll pass the compliments along to Miss Grad. I'm sure she will be very grateful for
Princess this. Doesn't like that.
Yeah, I guess not. All right, completely open phones, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to Mike in San Fernando. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, John.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
I want to thank you for a wonderful evening at the Commerce Casino the other week.
How'd you do?
Oh, I didn't win any money. I lasted a couple hours.
Oh, boy. Well, everyone had a good time.
Yeah.
Is this homeless Mike?
Is this homeless Mike?
Yep.
Oh, the homeless dude.
Yeah.
I tell you, for a homeless guy, you always seem to be able to get to a phone or...
pay phones.
Oh, I see. Right. You're using a pay phone right now?
Yeah.
Where are you? What corner?
By Devonshire and Sepulveda.
Devonshire and Sepulveda.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And are you right on the street corner there?
No. Ralph's Market.
Is there a Winchell's there?
No.
Oh. Is there an Arby's there?
No. There really ain't nothing. There's a Vons and a Ralph's.
And where are you headed tonight? You just hanging in the area?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. But I wanted to mention about you were talking about the tunnels up there.
Yes, sir.
I've been inside that tunnel when a train got into it. And you literally have to hug the wall.
Yes, you really do.
Yeah.
Have you ever slept in that tunnel?
Oh, no. Those aren't sleeping tunnels.
No. All right.
No. Those aren't tunnels you want to sleep in.
Yeah. All right, Bubba. How long have you been homeless, by the way?
Well, I've been living on the road since about 85.
On the road again?
Yeah, I travel carnivals and stuff.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Wait, you have a carnival connection?
Yeah, well, I used to work the fairs and stuff.
What'd you do in the carnival?
I worked the games.
Oh, yeah, the stuffed animal games?
Yeah, I was the guy that would take your money.
Hmm. Are those rigged?
No, they're not. Matter of fact, you have vice cops come out, and they check them to make sure there's a certain percentage of people that will win, and otherwise you cannot even set one up, especially in California.
Well, I find it odd that you have a carnival connection, but I guess I'll buy that. Sort of a leap, but I'll try to buy that. And so you've been homeless for how many years, you say?
Well, I've been on the road since 85.
85?
Yeah.
And any plans on getting off the road, or?
Not really.
Enjoy it?
Well, once you're out here, like, it's filling out job application, it's kind of hard when they want work history.
Yeah, so you have 23 years experience on the street.
Yeah.
Mm, boy. Seems like it put some years on you. How old are you? How old a gentleman are you?
I'm 51.
You're 51?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. All right. You got kids or wife or anything?
No, I got no kids, no wife.
All right. Seem to be enjoying yourself, man. There's a lot of married guys that are more pissed off and
less going on
than you do. You have no bills?
No bills, no responsibilities, you know.
How do you make money?
I do odd jobs here and there, panhandle.
How much can you make panhandling in the valley?
Not that much. Not as much as people think you can.
Can you make $20 an hour?
No.
No?
No. I average about $20 a day. $20 to
$30
a day.
All right. And what's your favorite restaurant?
What?
What's your favorite restaurant?
My favorite restaurant? Actually, not really. It's fast food, you know.
Do you have a DVD player?
No, I don't.
Hmm. We're going to send you a DVD.
Tim,
where would you send it to?
Send it to Ralph's.
Yeah.
Send it to Winchell's.
Nah, I'm all right.
We'll send you a DVD. You can sell it on the streets.
No, I don't want anything from you. I just called to talk.
Oh, man, you're the best, dude. You're my favorite homeless guy in the valley.
And you mentioned something last night. What do you people do when they're stoned?
Yes.
I call you.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
And are you buzzed right now?
Nah. I wish.
Sober?
Yeah.
No beer?
Well, I drink beer all day.
Oh. All
right. You know.
Doesn't count, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Babu, you take care of yourself, man, and try to stay warm. We got winter coming up.
All right, Tim.
All right. I'll
stay in touch.
Call us again, buddy.
I'll check him every once in a while.
You got it, man.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, there he goes, everybody. Homeless Mike.
His life isn't that bad.
Dude, isn't that bad?
I want to drink all day.
I tell you, there's a lot of married guys who have a van and live in Valencia that would drive down tonight and trade lives with the guy.
That's not a bad way to go.
He's got no bills. He drinks beer all day. And you know what? He seems to have a better spirit, and he's happier than 90% of the people I run into.
Yeah.
I think that's the way to go.
It was great. At the Commerce Casino, everybody was buying that guy beer.
Is that
awesome.
Right?
First thing he got me to do it, and then I got the ball rolling. Everybody at his table kept buying him drinks. It was cool. Yeah.
I looked over at him a couple of times. He seems to have a rather high tolerance for alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a he doesn't get buzzed off a beer or two. I think it's he's a by-the-case man. What do you got in there, Gina?
Well, I was just thinking, he did say his location, right? He said what corner he was on.
Yeah, he's on Devonshire and Spolvito.
Yeah, so don't you think it's time that Randy give back to the community, maybe pay it forward and swing by and smoke him out before he goes home?
Gina, that's not legal.
Oh, come on now, Randy.
I have a license to smoke marijuana. I don't give people marijuana.
I'm sure Homeless Mike is registered as having chronic anxiety at this point.
He's got to have something.
If Mike comes to Laurel and Riverside, I'll smoke him out.
Or chronic homelessness. Maybe you can get a recommendation for that. All right. Anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. There you go. Eduardo, Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Timmy.
Hey, what's up, dude?
How you doing, my brother?
All right.
That's good. I'm just calling in. First, I want to compliment the show. I love your show.
Thank you, sir.
It's a huge effing show, man.
Thank you.
That Commerce, when you went to the Commerce.
Did you come down?
No, I'm only 17, brother.
Oh, that's right. You're a young guy.
Yeah, I wish I was.
Yeah.
Well, I'm calling just to ask on how is it that I can learn how to play poker.
Learn to play poker. Well, you're 17 years old. I don't think you can get into any of the poker classes that they offer the Commerce. I think you're too young for that. I would, as Fernando Valenzuela used to say, I would stay in school.
Mm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure that poker is the right move for you right now.
Yeah, but the way you guys do it, it sounds pretty fun.
Yeah, it's fun, but it's really sort of reserved for people who are out there working. Once you get a job... And once you get some money saved up, then I think you can really start to enjoy yourself. But I'd stay in school at 17, dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now, bud.
Yeah, what, you in high school?
Yeah.
And what, your second year in high school?
Senior.
Senior in high school.
Yep.
Look at you, dude, getting all that senior tail.
Yeah.
You getting chicks?
Nah, still single, my brother.
Still single, still a virgin?
Yeah, 100%.
Jeez,
remember,
Christ.
I was supposed to be dating Sammy once I turn 18.
You what?
I was supposed to be dating Sam.
Oh, yes, yeah, Sam Phillips will date you once you turn 18.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to lose your virginity to her, right?
Sure.
Hopefully.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? When do you turn 18?
Piece of ass. August 20th, next year.
Oh, well, she may be dead by then.
Sure.
Yeah. All right, buddy, you take care of yourself, Eduardo. You're a big stud, man.
Also, I want to thanks for the tickets that you sent me.
What'd you get?
The Orange County Fair tickets and also the $20 gift card. Of Circuit City.
You got all that stuff, huh?
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Excellent, dude. I hope you enjoy those.
All right, cool.
All right,
thanks.
Take care of yourself,
all
dude.
Right, you too.
All right, there he goes, Eduardo. And we met that kid when he was only 16. He called up and he had a slight problem. He was swearing, calling his mom the F word all the time. And she didn't enjoy that. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to Shannon here in Redondo. You're on 97.1. How you doing, baby?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing excellent, man.
I just want to say that I'm recently moved here from Iowa, and this is one of the best things that California offers is your show. So I just wanted to say thank you, and the topics are nothing but laughter for the most part, and I'm so sorry to hear what happened tonight.
Bad vibes, huh?
Yeah, and it's just... Overall, today has been bad, so hopefully it gets better. So,
how old are you?
What's everybody? 35.
35. What do you do out here?
Actually, I'm in the medical field.
You're a nurse?
No, actually, I just graduated from med school, so I'm getting ready to do my residency.
Wow. What kind of doctor do you want to become?
Just general practice.
Have you heard the old joke, what nurse has the dirtiest knees?
No.
The head nurse.
That's awesome. I will definitely remember that on my first day.
Definitely use that joke. We couldn't air it on the station because I get fired, but enjoy it.
Thank you so much.
All right, and thanks for welcome to Los Angeles.
Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Yeah, keep us updated on how you do with that doctor stuff.
All right, thank you.
There she goes, everybody. Look at that. How proud would you be if your daughter was becoming a doctor? Moved all the way out here from Iowa. That chick has a lot of ambition. All right, Mike and Corona, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you, sir.
I would like to know what your opinion on getting a medical marijuana license is.
I don't smoke enough to get one myself. I know Randy has one. Sam Phillips has one. I think it's fine. I think that you slightly run the risk of abusing it for the people who are chronically ill with cancer and can't eat. But until that happens, who cares?
I'm thinking more in terms of, you know, the state knowing my business. Do you think that is the case? Would they ever use it against me?
I would say yes, but there's so many people that have one right now that you'll just fall into the, you fall through the cracks. And this state doesn't really do that. I wouldn't worry about stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm afraid I'll be tagged for life, you know?
Nah, you know, some people worried about that. Like, for instance, some people don't use their Rouse card when they buy cigarettes or booze because they don't want their insurance company to know how much booze or cigarettes they're buying. But I don't buy into that either. You know, you go through life and not worrying about stuff like that, you enjoy it much better.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, listen, the reason why you want to smoke weed is to stop worrying about everything or to worry about everything less. So why would you start worrying about that?
Yeah, I guess I better smoke some weed and then make that decision.
How old are you?
43.
43. You're old enough where, you know, if you get a medical marijuana, what do they call it? It's not a prescription. It's a recommendation.
Right.
Randy has one. I think you paid $1.50 for it. Is that right?
$150. Walk in, walk out. I didn't even give the guy my medical records.
Yeah. And what's your ailment there, Mike?
Arthritis.
All right. Well, I wish you luck with that, young man.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, take care. Okay. It seems like he was searching for that one. What's your ailment? Christ. I don't know. I'm on the radio. How about arthritis? Yeah. Okay. All right. We're going to, well, we got a couple more phone calls. We can take it, then we'll take a break. All right. Jose, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm pretty good, man. How are you?
All right, doing excellent, dude. You're on the air.
So you think booze is better or beer?
I like them both. Big fan of both, and I hate to get down on either one of them. I like them together. I mean, there's nothing like a shot of Grey Goose with a beer back.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
I mean, the hangover's a little tough in the morning, but as long as you can man up and get through it, I think you're fine.
But you know what, man? I'm Mexican, man. As long as you have some menudo in the morning, that's all good.
Is that the cure, the hangover cure?
Oh, hell yeah, man. If you're, you know, on the white side, you got to have some fucking beer in the morning. That's all good.
Dude, I got to hang out with you because we can't have you use that F word all night on the air because then I get a phone call about 8 a.m., so please. All right, 520-9710. Totally open phones, 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Got a live read coming up for Michael Rosbrook, so that should be entertaining. Hope you guys enjoy that. It's Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And don't forget to check out our MySpace. How many friends are we up to on MySpace this week?
115.
That's pretty good in 1 week, huh? All right. Gina Grad is in charge of our MySpace, and it's myspace.com/Conway Show. Is that right?
That's it.
Yeah. You get any cool dudes or cool chicks?
They're all so cool. See, no, seriously. Like, we just have badass fans.
Excellent. All right. Well, we're going to try to get as many of the friends as we can. So go to myspace.com/Conway Show. And when you do that, know that Gina Grad, the lovely Gina Grad, is the host of that. And thank you for hosting, by the way.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And so any pictures that are up there, anything you'd like to put up there, just send it to Gina and she'll manage that. MySpace.com/Conway Show. And then don't forget October 8th. That is set in stone, I believe. October 8th, we'll be at KCAL. That's Wednesday, October 8th, at KCAL and also doing KLSX Live at the same time. So write that down in your calendar. It's less than a month away, October 8th, and we'll be able to listen to the show on KLSX all night. And then come 8:30, 9:30, and 10:30, oh, nothing. Just a little thing I like to call TV time. Oh, nothing. A little jealous in there, Gina?
Yeah, I got one leg. Jealous.
All right. And please, also don't forget, that these folks, you know, they're working their asses off on this train still out in Chatsworth, and they are calling for people to donate blood tomorrow between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. That's tomorrow at UCLA Medical Center out there. So check it out. All right. Now, don't forget you can email us, conwayshow@gmail.com, conwayshow at gmail.com. ConwayShow@gmail.com. What do somebody call with a hangover cure? Is that correct?
Yeah. Dr. Shannon, who was so lovely, who we spoke to earlier, wanted to make sure that you knew that the best cure for a vodka hangover, specifically a vodka hangover, is a combination of orange juice and Clamato.
Oh, boy.
Are you familiar with Clamato?
Yeah, but the reason why it works is you do nothing but throw up for 3 hours. You're not hungover, but, you know, you got to hire a, you know, somebody, a hazmat team to clean up your bathroom. Yeah, I'm familiar with Clamato. It's clam juice and tomato juice.
Yeah.
Not into it.
Not going to happen.
Not a fan.
Well, you know, there's a couple other drinks. You know, I was in Lake Havasu last weekend.
Yes.
And I was introduced to a couple of drinks that I'd never heard of before. One is called Hulk Juice.
What is that?
Which is Hypnotic and Hennessy.
Oh, that's pretty good. Was that good?
Not my thing, but, you know, everyone else seemed to enjoy it. Syrup. I would not recommend this. This was Sudafed and vodka.
Jesus Christ. Who was that, Jones?
I don't know.
Hey, you dropped the Sudafed in the vodka?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't recommend that at all. If you're listening, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Yeah, please. Just enjoy your vodka or your Sudafed if you have allergies. But, yeah. don't mix them up. Please, people.
But I got to tell you my favorite one. I don't condone the name or the drink, but down in Lake Havasu, they have a drink called, it's very popular, called the River Raper.
Jesus Christ.
It's basically Everclear and Hawaiian Punch.
You know, that is also the difference between pot smokers and alcoholics, where you would never get like a pot called, the River Raper. You know, you get Kush, Mellow,
Happy Banana,
yeah, Pineapple Express, and then the alcoholics come up with Raper in the Butt. Well, what is that? Well, it's a little bit of everything. Jesus Christ Almighty! I tell you, man, we got to leave it up to stoners to name drinks. Can't do it with these alcoholics anymore. Jesus Christ, man. All right, a very somber moment if you're watching TV right now, and I guess you know we'd feel like idiots not mentioning this, but they're pulling a body out, and they think it's a police officer, or it's a, I don't know, maybe it was an official, or maybe it was just a citizen, I don't know, but they pulled a body out of this train just now, and all the firemen and all the policemen stopped what they're doing, and they took their hats off, and now they're carrying the body away. And it's an eerie reminder of September 11th, and it's just a bad scene out there altogether. But Jesus, if that doesn't remind you of September 11th, where you know 9 firemen are walking a body out of that train, Christ Almighty! Oh boy, those guys have a long, long night in front of them, and it looks like there's hundreds out there, and very quiet right now. As they remove that body and walk it up a path, and lining the path are all firemen and police officers. And Jesus, that has got to be an eye opener for those guys. And think of all the the husbands and wives who don't know where their kids are, or don't know where their mom or dad is. And then on another level, but on a lower level. All the wives and of these firemen and these policemen that are out there, and knowing what these guys have to go through, what they have to see, what they have to endure all night here, and this is not a good time for anybody, and it hits very close to home too, because I grew up going to that park a lot, and walking on that exact same train track when I was a kid. And I know exactly where that is. I could probably walk there, with blindfolded. And it just sucks. So far, it looks like there's at least 20 people dead, or that's the number they're looking at. And it's just a bad vibe out there. Poor guys out there. Just working your ass off, trying to take the train home. You're trying to do the right thing. You don't even drive. You don't drive the car. You try to save some gas and the environment, you got everything, you think you made all the right choices, and then, something happens, and it's over. And it's very sad time out there. I'm going to look up this information again here, because UCLA is trying to do something here in tomorrow in trying to get as many people as they can to donate blood. to the big for the big crash out there in Chatsworth. And if I give you this information again, and you know, maybe one or two people wander out there, maybe 20, maybe 30, maybe 100 people out, you know, wander out there, wouldn't that be great? But UCLA Blood Centers, they put out a call for help for donors. Westwood, the deadly Metrolink train crash today, Friday, will likely put a crimp in the city's blood supply, according to officials. So UCLA Blood and the UCLA Blood Center and Platelet Center will be open Saturday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. to accept blood donations. Healthy donors of all blood types are needed to donate blood, says the center, and appointments can be made if you call this number, and I imagine they're there right now, 310-794-7217. That's 310-794-7217. And the center is customarily open the second Saturday of each month. Is this the second or third? I don't know. This is the second or third Saturday of the month. But anyway, they'll be open tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. So if you could, you know, if you're in the area, you want to slide out there and you know, try to do your share, I'm sure they'd be more than happy to see you. And this is all, again, if you're just tuning in, maybe you just flew into Los Angeles, you don't know what's going on, you got to the airport, you get jumped in your car, and this station happened to be on your rent-a-car, or you jumped in your car in the parking lot. There was a terrible Metrolink crash in Chatsworth, train 111 from Los Angeles to Union State, Los Angeles' Union Station out to Moorpark, crashed into a Union Pacific train, and seven cars overturned. One Metrolink car overturned, and 222 passengers were aboard. 222 passengers were aboard, and it looks like up to 20 people or so died. And if you have a TV in front of you right now and you turn on Channel 9, a very sobering moment where all the police officers are saluting as the police officers, six of them, take another body out of that train and make the long walk back. And the path is lined with sheriff's department, with deputies, with ambulance paramedics, with firefighters from the city and the L.A. County. And it's it really hits really close to home, you know, especially because, you know, I grew up in the San Fernando Valley. There's a lot of people live in the San Fernando Valley. There's 2 million people, 2 million of us that live out in the San Fernando Valley. And even though there are 2 million people out there, it still, to me, seems like a very small community. Still seems like a small town vibe that you get out there. You know, from, you know, Topanga Plaza. Remember when I was a kid, you know, Flukies and Poppy Star and Houlihan's and La Fiesta. I mean, you know, I'm born and raised out there. And it looks like it's going to be difficult in that area for a lot of people. There's going to be a lot of people have nightmares about this. I'm sure there's some kids that were on that train or kids that were affected by this who live in that neighborhood. But it really is nice, though, that when something like this does happen, that everybody does get together. You know, everybody all of a sudden forgets about, you know, Obama and McCain and Palin and Joe Biden. And they all get together and do help each other out. So that's always nice to see, you know, especially when this country is so polarized. When something like this does happen, everyone becomes an American. And that's always nice to see. The UCLA Blood Center will be open tomorrow between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. And also, all the injured passengers were sent. If you're still looking for information on a loved one at this late hour, somebody hasn't come home that was supposed to be home at 5 or 6 o'clock this afternoon, then call this number. Metrolink has set up a special number for family, relatives of people who may have been on that Metrolink. The number is 1-800-371-5465. That's 1-800-371-5465. And you can also reach the Chatsworth High School Unification Center out there. That's where people are going to meet up with their loved ones. And that number, again, if you want to reach the Chatsworth High School Unification Center, 818-678-3422. That's 818-678-3422. And, you know, I hope that, you know, some people can buzz by UCLA. Try to stay out of that area tonight, though, because I know they have Topanga Boulevard is closed at, I think it's at Devonshire. North of Devonshire, it's impossible to get around that area. And there's going to be a lot of traffic for the next couple of days. So if you can avoid that area, that'd be great. I think DeSoto is also closed at Devonshire as well. But we have not confirmed that. So anyway, all the news will be on at 11 o'clock tonight on Channel 2. So flip your TV on to Channel 2. And Paul Majors, who was awfully nice to come on with us on a very, very busy night for CBS, he will have all the latest details for you. And all the personal stories of, you know, what's happening on the ground. And they have a ton of reporters out there. So if you want the entire story from A to Z, Channel 2 tonight at 11 o'clock in about 10 minutes. And so flip those TVs on, and he'll have all the details for you. All right. Again, don't forget our MySpace. It's myspace.com/Conway Show. If you'd like to get a hold of us, myspace.com/Conway Show. And I'd like to thank the people who make this show possible. Of course, that Gina Grad in there for screening. Thank you very much, baby. The most efficient screener we've had on this show. And the best laugh as well. And also Randy Wang, who runs the board, head writer and executive producer. Thank you guys. I can't do this without the two of you. You guys really make this a lot easier and a lot more fun to come into work every night.
Tim, I know this goes without saying, but we couldn't do this show without you.
Well, no kidding. I mean, listen, if it wasn't for me, you guys would be unemployed. But I know, it sounds so arrogant, but it happens to be true. All right, but no, you guys are the best, and you know, I don't say it enough on the air, but I hope I do off the air as much as I can. All right, have a great weekend. Stay tuned for Gretchen and the Lukes, everybody. And we'll see you Monday, right after the Tom Likas Show. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, live on 97.1 Free FM. Second.
Hello?
Hold on.
Professionals.
Hello? Yeah, I'd like, two units on Boston.
You're not supposed to do this on the air anymore.
Randy, please. I'm behind for the week. Give me a break.
When you see a guy light underwear on fire and say, "Blazing Saddles," you know, that's the guy that ain't going to get much respect in the comedy community.
Me and the Wangster went to El Cholo. El Cholo.
Did he treat you?
Yeah, he did.
Wow.
Really? Anyone want to guess that impression? Oh, Chef Pepe.
Oh, God.
Jamie Gwen?
No.
Chef Jamie Gwen?
No. Meryl?
Oh,
yeah.
That's Meryl Schindler?
That's my Meryl. I do,
really?
I do Meryl.
Yes.
Oh, Chef Pepper.
The first great stoner thought I had was we were smoking with Sammy in the parking lot, and Gina starts talking to everybody about body language, and for some reason I just blurted out, "My body language thinks I'm fat."
And my body language says I'm fat.
See, I don't think you and your friends should be able to say Barack and Roll during commercials if you are a McCain supporter. I heard you whisper to your boy, Barack and Roll.
Barack and Roll. Barack and Roll. All right, let's talk to Drew in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, I got a pitch for a new PSA. It goes like this. Hey, Los Angeles, are your eyes dry? Try blinking. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Jesus Christ.
Do you date guys with long hair, too?
Not anymore, no.
You don't? You would never date a guy with long hair?
I have, and I thought I was cool for doing it, and then I grew up. And I became an adult.
Rob in Los Angeles, you're at 97.1 Free FM.
Interest are tentacles.
Interest are tentacles?
Yeah!
Show your pre-checks and show your love.
Congratulations, dude.
What the hell was he talking about?
Wow. I don't know what it means. I don't know what interest or tentacles mean, but that's exactly what he said. So you get yourself a prize, young man.
He's the white guy doing jokes to placate the black people, you know. I hear about your racism.
Yeah, it's like getting up in front of like a, you know, a synagogue and going, isn't that Hitler an a-hole?
I hate his mustache. How about it?
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Yeah, he's a retarded guy, that Hitler. How much have you had to drink tonight, Governor?
15. Well, now we're looking at 16 pints of Vernon's Brunum.
Oh, my God.
Let me tell you something. My blood right now is pure alcohol. It's total alcohol. There's no blood in here. It's a hemoglobin, none of that.
Just to be clear, the Clark family is not taking this lying down or spinning around, because they will be suing this laundromat.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Oh, my God. That case is going to go round and round forever.
Oh, no, God. I'll see you in hell.
If you ever went to France, you would never do jokes about the president of France.
And I also thought he was writing down to us and kind of trying to push little buttons. You know, it's like me going to a Klan rally and saying, I love those sheets.
You got a stoner thought?
Yeah, if I had sex with a woman that was pregnant with the girl, is that a valid three-way?
Hey, you guys, speaking of white Russians from the tap, can I tell you the best porno title I've ever seen in my life? In the fetish section, they had pregnant women, and the title was Lactose and Tolerance.
Oh, man.
If he had 10 guys with, dancing around behind him with ash on their faces, soot and ash on their face, and busted umbrellas and brooms, and doing that thing where you click your heels up.
A bell kick!
Now, that's an act.